One of my favorite passages from Scripture is in the second reading you just heard. My grace is sufficient for you. Paul wrote this in a letter to the Corinthians. Now, where is Corinth? These Corinthians lived in Corinth, a part of Greece, and it was a very important place in the Roman Empire. It was on the sea, and I envision it like San Pedro, Wilmington, Long Beach. It's where, you know, cruise ships come in and big container ships that are like a wall moving. So travel and commerce are very active in Long Beach. That's the way Corinth was. A seaport had a lot of people with travel and commerce passing through. So these people, there was competition among these people for attention by religious preachers. Paul was one of many who was trying to establish a following. Now, when you're trying to establish a following, you often list your credentials or you boast, helping people to believe in you. Paul did the opposite. He chose to talk about weakness. In fact, he says to us, he had a thorn, something about him that he wanted God to take away. He didn't want this problem anymore. Whatever this weakness was, he didn't want it. What was this weakness? Was it psychological? Prior to this chapter, Paul is working so hard that he even calls himself a fool for Christ. So he was very intense, obviously, and we hear that in his writings. Was his thorn emotional? Was his thorn mental? Was his thorn physical? One scholar wonders if he had a chronic sinus infection. Well, we have no way of knowing if Paul had a runny nose all the time. We just don't know. But whatever it was, Paul didn't want to have it. I think all of us here have an issue, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, psychological, that we wish just wasn't a part of who we are. We just, gosh, we'd be so much better off if this weren't a part of me. Well, none of us have it all together. None of us are perfect. None of us will ever have it all together or be perfect. We might look to other people like we have it all together at times, but we know inside our weaknesses, don't we? I know inside of me my issues. Do I wish I didn't have all these issues? I mean, it's more than one, and it's more than two. You know, there are times I'm way too sensitive. There are times I feel insecure. When I was growing up, because of the way an aunt treated me, I began stuttering. And I still stutter once in a while in a group where I feel insecure. But one of the weaknesses, and I guess it's old age, is I cry very easily. If I go to a movie that I know is sentimental, I almost feel my body gear up to cry. You know, and then I start bawling. And thank God everyone else is too. So these are issues that I know I have, and we all have them. So Paul says that in these weaknesses, God's grace can come to a perfection. God's power can do more in those moments when we trust God. Power is made perfect in weakness, Paul says. Power is made perfect in our weakness. In the very issues we want to get rid of, that's when Jesus can use us. In fact, sometimes I feel like a cracked taught. But yet, if we trust that the light of Christ is shining through, that can give us, hopefully, the grace to let go and let God use us in a moment. So we see that Paul is not perfect. And the apostles that Jesus called and then sends out in the gospel, were they perfect? No way. We heard 2 weeks ago that they got scared on the water. They were experienced longshoremen, like down in Wilmington. They were experienced. So if they were scared because the water was so big, I would have been scared too. So God uses these people like us. Now, when he called these people and chose to send them out, what did he do? He said, I give them authority. What authority did Jesus give them? And what does he give us? The source of Jesus' authority was faith, obedient faith. He trusted in the power and presence of God in him in each moment he was called upon. So when he sent the apostles out, he said, I'm giving you authority. That means he was giving them power. That means he was giving them the grace of faith, which all of us have received through baptism. Now, when he sent them out, and when he sends us out, he sends us out to do two things: to share the word or to live in action as a Christian. Word and action. Sometimes we need to speak, and sometimes it's a matter of doing. So here are two stories. The first one. In the West Side, there was a woman who was a bookstore. She worked in a bookstore. And she happened to be an Episcopalian. Perfect for this story. She was an Episcopalian, and she worked in a bookstore on the West Side. One particular morning, she opens the door, and in walks a Hasidic Jew. If you went down Fairfax Boulevard, north of the 10 freeway, on a Saturday, which you would see Hasidic Jews. They wear long black coats, white shirts, black slacks. They have curls, full beards, and a black top hat. They're very orthodox in the Jewish religion. That's a Hasidic Jew. In walks a Hasidic Jew and says to her, I want to know about Jesus. And he says it softly. She says, second floor. And then she gets a grip and takes him to the second floor and shows him the section about Jesus. He says, no books. You tell me what you believe. The Episcopalian woman took a deep gulp and began to share very simply what she believed. We can all do that. We can all take a deep breath. She shared very simply, in truth and in love. We do not have to be eloquent. We can feel weak, insufficient, and inadequate, and know God's grace is sufficient for you in that moment. In any given moment, know that God's grace is sufficient for you. In any given moment when you are challenged, go ahead and take a deep breath. Maybe say the name Jesus as a way of saying to God, take over, please. Whatever, or even say to God, your grace is sufficient for me in this moment. Second story. And I'm not sharing it with any political agenda. March 16, 1968. There was a helicopter pilot named Hugh Thompson. He was in Vietnam, and he was flying an ordinary routine helicopter mission, which happened to be over the village of My Lai. He looked down and noticed American soldiers under the command of Lieutenant William Calley shooting unarmed and killing Vietnamese villagers, men, women, and children. He also sees civilians over here and the soldiers moving toward them. He decided to take his helicopter down on the ground between the soldiers and the villagers who were still alive. He asked his gunnery person to aim the helicopter guns at the American soldiers to stop them in their tracks, which he did. The villagers survived. Hugh Thompson was almost court-martialed, but he was not. He said the reason he did it was because of his faith. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. In the first story, God used this person who felt inadequate to share the word, to talk about the belief that she had in God. In the second story, it took action, putting the helicopter down because that's what he knew he had to do. No matter what the cost, he had to do that. All of us can feel in any given moment a choice. And I pray this day that in those moments of choices, ordinary, simple, or profound, or challenging, whether you are alone or with others, whether you're in a hospital room, at home, at work, and you are in a moment that you recognize it's your turn, that you simply pray, your grace is sufficient for me. Your grace is sufficient for me. Take a deep breath and even say, take over. And trust and know that God will give you what you need to say or do. It will be God's power, the authority that Jesus is giving you at baptism, that will be the way you will serve. Amen.